this thing. Well, at least go something up to five, mm-hmm. and some of the foreign cars or small cars now.
What was four on the floor being created? What that mean?
Just 4 speed.
The bad
gear shift is on the floor.
Mm-hmm. And then there are the other two transmissions automatically on power. But those are usually how many
speed? Oh, three.
Okay. One of those things is yellow things around the parking lot here. These are the things that build up.
Sidewalk.
You know, to slow your car down? Please call a
speed brake.
Okay. Tell me the kinds of cars, trucks, aircraft used by the fire and police department.
Well, you got the fire trucks, which are the big ones that hold the hoses and ladders and all those. And then police cars have just regular cars, and they've got vans, paddy wagons, I guess they all need just what you used to call paddy wagons, now they'd be all vans now.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about a patrolman's car? What would that be like?
Okay.
And what about, what do you call that thing that goes to every emergency?
Ambulance.
What if it's not an ambulance for a funeral home, but one for a hospital, but it's one for the Montgomery County?
Or
what
you squad.
Yeah, what would you call that, something that kind of truck?
No, I don't think so. Just
call it an ambulance then, too?
We just say rescue squad.
Okay, rescue squad, okay. What's the thing that the police sometimes use to control traffic for aircraft?
Helicopter.
Okay. What are some terms for storms over land and sea that you can think of?
Hurricane, tornado, thunderstorm, typhoon, monsoon.
What is it where you've got the water comes down and all of a sudden it freezes and everything's covered with ice? What do you call that?
Freezing rain.
Okay, have you ever heard it called an ice storm? Or
yeah.
Would you call it that? What would that be?
That's just what you have after freezing rain.
Yeah, ice
storm.
Right. Okay. Who is the guy who goes out to put out fires? What do you call him? And how do you call the guy who runs the police department? Who goes out?
Policeman.
And what do you call a place where the fireman works?
Fire station.
And what about policeman?
Police station.
Okay. Now, tell me, if a person was arrested for drunkenness down in Dixon, where would he spend the night?
Jail.
Would it be a particular kind of part of the jail, or would it just be in jail?
I've never been there, I don't know.
Have you ever heard?
It would be the county jail.
Yeah, right. Have you ever heard the term drunk tank?
I've heard it. I don't know.
But you don't know what
it means.
Okay, so you don't know what it means then. What does a policeman carry for protection?
A gun and usually a billy club too.
And what's a billy club?
That's a stoop. Where's this?
Well, and what's it made out of?
I think wood. I don't really know. Okay. I would imagine.
Okay, now, if it were made, let's see, if it's made out of wood, would it be called something different? And if it were made out of metal? Or
I don't
know. Okay. What are some names for a prostitute?
Hooker. Prostitute. I can't think of it. I ought to know some other things.
Have you heard the one that starts with W?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that one would be used pretty commonly. How about Lazy Evening? You ever heard that?
Yeah.
But not as much. Okay, where do they work? Or where it used to be that these people were working in the building? And who would be the managers of prostitutes? And if you go to Nashville or somewhere and down in Lower Broadway, you see a bunch of guys who are obviously unskilled and going around bumming money. What do you call those people?
Bums.
Bums, okay. And usually, what are they bumming money for? Okay, so would you call them bums, or would you call them drunks, or derelicts, or all of them, or just bums?